How are you doing, Daryl?
I'm doing great.
This is Daryl Sanders, EMA Director for the county. So are you doing great this morning?
Well, I'm a little tired like most of us, but
okay.
We're hanging in there.
That's right. So how are we doing? How are we doing from the EMA perspective on the coronavirus?
Well, we've enacted our county emergency plan, which is EMA's responsibility to execute. Commissioners put that in effect, I think it was 2 weeks ago. So my job is pretty much to evaluate the situation, and we have 18 ESFs, which are emergency support functions, and as of this time right now, we've activated four of those. That would be the four we're talking about is public information, communications, health and safety, and law enforcement. Those are the four elements of the plan we actually have in place right now.
Okay. All right. And by the way, Daryl's being on as part of our WILO Chamber of Commerce Leading at Uncertain Times we have here every day at 8:45. Daryl, you about a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks now, you had a request for masks and gowns from people if they had some extras. How's that coming along, and where do you stand with those?
Well, Shannon Sheridan's helping us with that. We got quite a bit from NHK. They're shut down, and the supplies they had masks and some gowns that we got, and we actually give those to the health department, and they pass those out. Our main concern is, of course, our EMS, people are in the ambulance, so we're scraping and trying to find every little bit of PPE we have here at EMA to give to Greg Miller with the ambulance service, and right now I think they've got enough to last them about a week, maybe 2 weeks at the most.
But you are still wanting to have people, if they got some extras, to donate them to you, correct?
That would be wonderful. We're scouring the state to try to find stuff, but like everyone else, it's amazing to me that the state doesn't have anything in their stockpile, but I can go online and buy it, but they want to charge you
an arm and a leg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had a deal set up to get 2,000 masks the other day, surgical masks. And by the time we got around and got the paperwork all straightened up, they had raised the price 50% and sold them to someone else.
So, oh, jeez.
Of course.
So it's all about the dollar bill with some of these people. But
that's true. That's very true. Has the traffic levels gone down like you guys had hoped it would?
Well, not quite as much as we would hope for. The nice thing, well, I won't say the nice thing, but the thing that's going to benefit us is with the cooler weather and rain, people are going to be staying inside, so I don't mind the inclement weather right now.
As long as that rain doesn't turn to snow when it gets down to about 32 or degrees like it was this morning and forecast again for tonight. Has there been any talk of possible quarantines that would be a mandatory quarantine for anybody in this area yet?
No, that all relates through the health department. We've been keeping tabs on what's going on. Right now, it's more of their policy we're putting in place, so I'm sure Rob's explained that, but my job's not to interpret their policy, but help them enforce it, so.
Is there one thing or a couple things that you really want to, talk about that would just reinforce what you guys are trying to do?
Well, I was looking at the figures from the state. As far as in the state of Indiana, we've tested 32,133 people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And out of that, we have 6,351 positive, and we've got 245 deaths. But when you figure Indiana's got 7 million people, and we've only tested statewide 32,133, that's 0.05%
yep.
of the population.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And correct me if my math is wrong, but it sounds like about one in every five people are kind of being exposed to something.
Right, right. So the important thing is for people to take it serious. I went to Schultz's the other day. I took my wife, and we both had masks on. We were the only people that had masks on.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's uncomfortable, and it may think you look a little strange, but... It's all about your health and your safety. So the one thing that does scare me is people are seeing on the news where the cases are starting to get lighter all over the East Coast, but that doesn't mean we're out of the woods. We're running about 2 weeks behind those people. So It's no time to let up. It's time to keep your PPE in place and protect yourself and stay. If you don't need to go out, just stay home.
You know, that's a very good point. But also, I have noticed that, I think it was in China, I saw something this morning. It said, a lot of their cases are now, people have been doing this to get this the second time around for them.
Right. I mean, we don't know what this thing, how it affects people as far as it's a new thing for us. Mm-hmm. So it could very well happen, they could get reinfected. So what we want to do is get a hold on this thing and get it taken care of to where it's manageable.
Okay, Daryl, what kind of advice would you like to give people real quick?
Take care of your family and stay home. If you don't need to go out, don't go out, please.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
I just want to thank, I said Shan Sheridan, also Terry Goff with the EMS. She's helping have some people making homemade masks that we're passing out. But the nice thing about this emergency plan and put it in place, I've got three commissioners and a mayor that understand the problem. And luckily, three of the three commissioners are all from the public safety background.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to educate them on what we're trying to do. They already understand public safety. So that's been a blessing for me. But I want to thank them. And I want to thank the radio station, too. You guys helped me out a bunch. And we'll keep sharing information back and forth and try to keep the public up to date on what's going on so they can be safe.
Well, we appreciate the comment, and we also appreciate what you've been doing from your office. So I'll tell you what, we'll let you go, and hopefully everything stays the same and starts getting a little bit better.
Happy Easter.
All right, you take care, Daryl. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. That was Daryl Sanders, the EMA director for Clinton County, talking about the COVID situation on the WILO Chamber of Commerce Leading in Uncertain Times piece that we do at 8:45.